Great to be joined by Lacey Bowen. She's the salutatorian at the Bunker Schools, and she's joined us on this Academic All-Star interview. And Lacey, the salutatorian, what a great honor for you, what a great achievement. Is this something that you guys, sometimes it comes down to the final few grades and you're not sure, but sometimes you pretty well know it all along. Which way was it for you guys there?
Well, it was pretty close. It was between me and another girl going to second, and, well, it was close, but I pulled it out.
Was it one of your goals to have an honor like this?
Yeah, I was pushing for valedictorian or salutatorian.
All right. Let's talk about the importance of academics maybe in your home. Is it something that your parents instilled in you? Is it something that you just kind of took to?
Yeah, my parents really pushed me to do the best I could be. And they just really wanted me to be, my sister was also a salutatorian, and they wanted me to be that or better.
Well, that's a lot of pressure too, though, isn't it?
Well, not really. If I didn't get it, they would still be proud of me no matter what.
They'd still love you?
Oh, yes. They'd still love me.
What's your sister's name?
Vicky Bowen.
Okay. And then how about your parents' name?
Robin and Lyndall Bowen.
All right. Any other siblings?
Nope, Vicky's my only one.
Okay, sounds good. What are your favorite subjects in school?
Well, I really like yearbook and AMP, anatomy and physiology. I really like that because I'm going into a field where I have to learn a lot of AMP to get my job.
And what field is that?
Physical therapy.
Okay, very good. And why the interest in physical therapy? How'd you come up with that as a career?
Well, my sophomore year, I tore my ACL playing basketball, and I had to go through about 5 months of physical therapy, and the physical therapists there were really nice, and I loved going to it, even though I'd rather be playing basketball and volleyball, but I went there, and I wanted to help people do what I went through. I wanted them to be a motivator for them.
That's pretty neat, because an injury like that can be a life-changing event for the negative, but you really, it sounds like, have turned it into a positive for you.
Well, I try. It was a negative because I got to miss out on a full year of volleyball and half of my basketball season.
Yeah. Are there any teachers that you really think about during your years in school that made a great impression on you, or that you felt like did a really great job?
I my favorite teacher has to be Rachel Gore.
And why is that?
Well, she teaches science and biology and AMP. And she makes it fun.
That's great. You talked about having to miss volleyball and basketball. Any other extracurricular activities that you enjoyed in your high school years?
Well, I'm in basketball and volleyball, of course. Our basketball team has the four peak districts. That's pretty great.
That is.
And I'm in Beta, SBLA. There's a bunch of clubs I'm in. I can't even think of them right now.
That's the great part about going to a small school, though, isn't it? Is that there's a small group of people that really get to do everything.
Yeah, like I can join any club I want. And the problem with that is they fall on top of each other. This year I didn't get to go to Beta Convention because we won districts and we had to move on. And it happens, but you have to choose what your favorite thing is. And obviously that one was basketball for me.
That's true. That's a good point. So you're going to go and study physical therapy. Where will you do that at?
Well, I'm going to start out at MACC, Moberly Area Community College, and use my A-plus system because Mizzou does not take that. And after that, I'm going to transfer to Mizzou and finish out there and major in physical therapy.
Okay. Now, to achieve your goal then of earning a degree in physical therapy, can you do that all at Mizzou in an undergraduate level, or do you have to move on to a graduate type of a program too?
Well, it depends on how well I do on my grades.
Okay.
Like, there is a system where you can go and shorten your years in it, but it's like the shortest time I'll be there is 6 years.
All right, very good. Lacey, thanks so much for your time, and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Lacey Bowen, the salutatorian with the Bunker Schools, joining us on this Academic All-Star interview right here on Regional Radio.